WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione still in jail in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The man accused of gunning down the head of United Healthcare last week in New York City is fighting extradition and is being held without bail. ABC's Aaron Katursky in Pennsylvania has been investigating the 26-year-old's online posts.
Since some of Mangione's internet posts reference dealing with a debilitating back injury, one thing police are investigating now is whether United Healthcare or some other insurance company may have denied a claim.
Google has removed a flood of negative reviews posted for the McDonald's, where an employee tipped police off that Mangione was there. People are also selling mugs with the words delay, defend, and depose on them. Those were found on the bullet casings at the crime scene. Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes over the past 48 hours in Syria, following the fall of Bashar Assad's government. Pope Francis making his first public remarks about Syria, saying he hopes a political solution can be reached without further conflict. This is ABC News. Here's a job for the birds. For the 125th year, the Audubon Society is counting on humans to count flying fowl. Here's ABC's Danny New.
Over the next few weeks, around 80,000 volunteers will help the National Audubon Society tally up its annual Christmas bird count. With organized events across the globe,
the world's changing rapidly, and so are the birds along with it.
Biologist Dr. Dustin Partridge here is a member of the NYC Bird Alliance, which will host a big counting event this Sunday in New York Central Park, where you can both get lost in the woods and hear sirens. In fact, some birds actually migrate down to the Big Apple from Canada.
They're spending their nice winter here because it's a little bit nicer than where they spend their summers.
Counting event runs through January 5th. People in Mumford, Maine are being told not to touch the brown snow. Officials say it was caused by the release of a byproduct from the town's paper mill. The brown snow, not toxic, but can be irritating to eyes, skin, and a dog's paws. Heavy rains expected to wash it away. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor. Located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, we provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinal. Finals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's one week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Fox went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Fox's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The next new Wisco weekend is going to the dogs and the cats and all things animals. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr from Rescues to Why Pets Are Good For You. You won't want to miss it.
Saturday mornings at 11, Sundays at 8 on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Did I do a good job?
Well, you're getting there. Oh. Johnny's off this morning, so Shannon Cohen and I are running the show here, along with, of course, Todd Michaels, our producer, which you can't do it without him, and he knows that.
He's amazing.
I just thought I'd throw that in because it's Christmas. Anyway.
Thank you very much.
Believe me, it's not going to... No. So it's 26 here in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, and 25 in... Oh, gosh. Now... Enjoy this, because tomorrow it's not going to be 26 and 27 and 25. It's going to be like 9, 10, 9.
Yeah.
And cold.
About 9 degrees.
Cold.
So anyway, hey, what's going on, Shannon?
It's our grown-up gift list, text to win
contest.
You guys
going to do that right now?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Go for it.
On 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Was that
there
a good
go.
John,
That's
too?
Good. That's good.
All right. It's your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells this hour in our statewide contest.
All right, so this hour's keyword is bells, B-E-L-L-S, bells. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword bells for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
So once again, use the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, it is app day, so download it now. Get it on your phone and your device. Choose WGBW or WISS. Text the word bells for your chance to win this hour. You got to text that word in before 8 a.m. Otherwise, your next chance to play is after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair On Air. Good luck from everybody at Civic Media.
All right. Thank you, Todd. And we talk about the community that our audience, right? Green Bay, Appleton,
right.
Oshkosh. And they're all great communities. And one of the reasons why is they have great education, low crime rates, great opportunities for jobs. The other thing is that they have great services. And Oshkosh mm-hmm. has one of the best with this day-by-day shelter. It's funny, Molly, that today of all days, my co-host is Shannon Cohen. We both work at the new community shelter here in Green Bay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that she loves radio and I need the money. So we're here doing. No, I love working here as well. But we both work at the community shelter. And I'm reading about your day by day shelter in Oshkosh. I want to talk about that. But first, I want to introduce you. Your name is Molly Yates Boots?
Nope. Yatso Boots.
Yep. I'm actually a Green Bay girl.
Hey.
Can I call you Molly from Green Bay? That's a lot easier
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time, but yeah, I actually graduated from Ashwaubenon High School 100 years ago.
There you go. Well, they've got, that's a growing little village here in this community, and we love them. Hey, tell me about your... I know Father Carr's place to be.
He
was my teacher when I was at Roncalli. A long time ago. Talk about 100 years ago.
Your brother baptized my daughter.
Yeah. So now you run the day-by-day shelter in Oshkosh. Tell me about this. And I tell you what I really want you to talk about, and Shannon and I are going to talk about it. When you went from part-time to full-time, I think that was a great service to your community. Because what hospitals close for 6 months? You know what I mean? This is something that it's year-round. But anyway, all right. Day-by-day, tell me about it.
So we're in our, 2011 is when we were established. Like you said, is that 6 month warming shelter. And we were in the basement of the old St. Peter's Church here in Oshkosh. And based on the temporary use permit that was granted in the spring of 2011 to open in the fall of 2011, we could allow 25 people to sleep in the basement of that base or in the basement of the church from October 15th through April 15th. There were members of the community who had tried to get what we have now known as the day by day shelter, which is operational 365 days a year for 50 people. That project was tried in 2015 and 2018 and was shut down by local government and the community. So in 2020, speaking of hospitals, I was actually with the Aurora, helping them to raise money to build the NICU here in Oshkosh. And in spring of 2020, when the world shut down and I was told to go back to my dining room table and raise money for Oshkosh there, or for Aurora there, I got a call from the who was the board president, happened to also work at Aurora, from the day by day shelter. And he said, I think we need you over here more.
Oh, great.
So I moved to day by day shelter in June of 2020. And really, when you think about it, everyone was being told to shelter in place.
Right.
Or to go home. And we had no shelter in Oshkosh. So Father Kars, which we work with a lot, is actually, I think they're defining themselves as a lifestyle enrichment center now, not a homeless shelter. And they're run just a little differently than us, but we absolutely make referrals there. So, without the day by day shelter being open in the summer, there was no place for people to go.
All right. So part of your job besides raising money, and it costs money to run a shelter because you obviously can't charge people for being there. They don't have any money.
Correct.
But so you got the permit for year round.
Yep. So
I just want to know. So you got that, and then you did the expansion at the same time.
Right. So in June of 2021, we broke ground. Or June of 2022, we broke ground. In May of 2023, we opened the new shelter.
Well, congrats.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So who is at your shelter? Are they single people, families, men, women, 18 kids?
So we are 18 and over. We are a low barrier shelter, which means that we do not discriminate against anybody who enters our shelter. So you can have a previous conviction. You can have just come from prison. Our mental health institutions here in town. We have many people who are battling addiction, many people with some mental health issues. But then we also have people who have just really fallen down on luck. We've seen in the last couple of years since we've opened our new shelter and a real increase in those who are experiencing homelessness that are 55 and over. Yeah. So right now, and any given night in the shelter, we're at about 20% of people sleeping in the shelter are seniors. So many of them who have just lost their homes in the last couple of years had to choose between whether or not they wanted to afford groceries, keep their vehicle, or remain in their homes. And they chose food and vehicles over their homes. And so that obviously presents a whole new group of issues such as diabetes. We have you know, people with some health issues in the shelter as well.
All right. We have about 118 people at our shelter.
Okay.
How long are they there? Is it what did you call it? Wasn't called a shelter. What was it? I forgot.
Low barrier?
No, it was low barrier, but what do you?
Warming. Warming?
No, you called it a warming shelter.
It was a warming shelter, right. But we're not anymore.
What do you call yourselves now?
Just a shelter.
Just a shelter. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was looking for something else. So do the people stay for years? Is it temporary? Do you have time limits? Do they have to be doing something to stay there? Tell me a little bit more about, and do you have a waiting list?
Yeah. So right now, as of yesterday, we had about 50 people on the wait list. So we're run very similar to Green Bay, Fond du Lac, Appleton, because when we opened this year-round shelter, we did utilize the resources that had already been built in by, you know, obviously our neighboring communities. Mm-hmm. And that's really best practice for running a year-round shelter. So a lot of the same things that Green Bay, Appleton, Fond du Lac is doing, we're also doing. Great. So people are allowed. I mean, you know, we have our success story that just went out for our year-end appeal. That gentleman was in our shelter for just around a year, but was working on his sobriety, working a full-time job. And until we could find him stable housing, putting him back on the streets does not make sense, right?
Right.
And so people can stay in our shelter for a long time if they are making forward progress and we feel like it's the best place for them to be. Our average stay is 25 nights, which is weird to me because I always feel like people are there for a lot longer, but our average stay is 25 nights. So we do get the people who just come in and use us for
one night. That's right. Yeah. You should have more the mean than the average.
What the
people, what has like surprised you the most? And I don't want to plant this, but how about finding affordable housing?
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, right? So mm-hmm. once we get them in order to help them find a place that will rent to them is always the struggle. So that sometimes is where we get that time gap. We have full-time people in our shelter who work just doing that. So we have a programming team of two, a full-time case manager, social worker, and then also a full-time health and human services coordinator. Okay. And again, like I said, with that increase in older adults, our full-time health and human service coordinator really helps establish medical help and support. So we establish primary care, specialty care, transportation to and from appointments, prescription follow-up, all of that stuff. And then our full-time social worker / case manager works with the people who are staying in the shelter all day long. They schedule appointments all day to come in and just help with exactly what you said. Get those rental agreements set up, job applications, mm-hmm. those type of things.
So you were in healthcare at Aurora, which is mm-hmm. a great organization, really throughout our whole listening area. They're yes. good everywhere they are. What surprised you the most, though, about homelessness? Like, I know you read about it, you heard about it, you probably knew a little bit about it, but now that you're in it, anything that was like, wow, like did the age, did the stories, or was there something that really jumped out at you that you didn't know?
I think our perception of it is so, I think what people perceive homelessness to be is not what it is.
Absolutely.
And people who work in it will say that.
Yeah. And I think people want it to be a one size fits all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just stop doing this or just get rid of this and it'll all go away. And that's not what it is.
No. Hey, Molly, I want you to stick around. I'll talk about how we can get involved and help a little bit. We're going to go to a quick break. All right, we'll be right back here with Molly from Day by Day Shelter in Oshkosh. This is Shannon and the Mayor.
Play your love songs all night long.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Only for you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mine on the Mayor with Shannon Cohen sitting in because Johnny's off this morning. And we're talking with Molly. Shannon, help me out. Yatso Boots.
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 Boots. Yeah, we're so close.
Mind if we just call you Molly?
Okay.
All right,
yes.
Molly. All right. Day by Day Shelter in Oshkosh. And pretty interesting story. She said they started off as like a warming house, 25 beds, 6 months a year. And now they're all in. 365, 50 beds, and great programming. Hey, I just got a text that somebody, just obviously a listener, that said Father Carr is a great organization too.
It is.
And mm-hmm. that we don't. I guess they collected some cash from the holiday parade for them. So
nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice that we all got to work together?
We do. So we work directly. So we have relationships with Father Carr's and COTS here in Oshkosh. And the awesome thing about all of us who work together and we communicate all the time, if somebody comes to Day by Day and we feel like they're a better fit mm-hmm. for one of those two other organizations, we make that direct referral right away.
Right.
So if somebody is a better fit for Father Carr's, we will try to get them in there right away. So yeah. In fact, we just talked about one of our guests who's in shelter right now that we really want to try to work with her to get in there ASAP. Yeah. So, yep, we're making those
moves. That's awesome.
Making moves, yes.
And that's important because we, even at the new community shelter, we have a. I want to call it a market, but I mean, if families, there's other places for that. And
right.
for single women, mm-hmm. there's better places for that who have a child or are pregnant.
Elderly.
There's better places, but we're great. If we're just a great place. And if you're over 18 and you're female, male, and you want to get out of homelessness, you know,
right.
that's what we do. And we do it really well. Yes. Hey, how can people get involved with Day by Day and what can we do? And, you know, I'll make a huge assumption that you could always use money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. 365 days a year. And now we have a lot of holidays coming up. So we're open. So we open at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve night. And then we don't close again until 8 a.m. on December 26th. So all of those employees, I'm so grateful for the people that Aww. We have working for us, and they've got such good hearts. And, but you know, they want to get paid, and we pay them double time on the holidays. And so that all costs money. And and so it costs about $1.27 million to keep us operational 365 mm-hmm. days a year, including, you know, some of the things that people don't realize that we do. We provide 1,825 gallons of milk each year, about 1,100 boxes of cereal, mm-hmm. about 36,000 cups of coffee, 11,000 pieces of fresh fruit. I mean, those are just examples sure. of things that we supply from a shelter. We have a food fund. It's called our Give a Meal campaign, and people can give directly just to support having food at the shelter. We provide the community, which is amazing. I would say probably 80% of the days of the year provides a warm meal, which means that people from the community come into the shelter each night and serve a really nice, warm, generous meal to everyone there. No. And then the shelter, we provide that continental breakfast type meal every morning. So we do, even though the community does provide those meals, we do still have some expenses. And like I said, about 80% of those nights are filled, which we are so lucky to have that type of community support. But there are always those nights, like for instance, 4th of July, where no one wants to come in and serve a meal because everybody wants to be enjoying that holiday with their family. And that is completely understandable, but it costs us about $275 to $300 for that evening to do something like order pizza, or we have Rodney's Cafe come in and provide amazing meals to the guests, and he only charges us $5 a person. And so we just have that little slush fund of money that we can pull from there, because we provide the most basic of needs, which is shelter, food, and showers.
Right. So tell me, someone who wants to get involved, either with their time or with their treasures, website, your contact, give me some information if people want to get involved with Day by Day, which is super important to the success of Oshkosh.
Yeah. So our website is daybydayshelter.org. And they can reach out to us there. All of our emails are on there and everything, or stop by during the day. Generally, our administration team is there Monday through Thursday during daytime hours, but then we all work at night as well. So Fridays is a little bit more sporadic, but our team of shelter employees also arrives at 4 p.m. every day, and then they are there until the following morning at 8.
So you're on Main Street. Where you say stop by? Where's your location? 100 Main?
I can see us from here. We are just right over the river. We are on the corner of CP and Broad Street in Oshkosh, across from the Leach Amphitheater.
All right.
420 CP Avenue.
Okay. That's awesome.
Wonderful.
Well, thanks for what you're doing. And, you know, like you said, Shannon and I kind of work in the same industry you do. Perfect. And it's very rewarding. But, boy, do we need the community to help.
We need help. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And the holidays are such a special time to be involved at shelters. I can't say enough about just even providing hat or mittens or a gift card or something like that. You know, stop by the shelter and drop those things off. We will make sure that people get them on Christmas Eve. And it really is a special time for people to be involved at shelters.
And on this show, we've been talking about the holidays and the holiday spirit, Christmas spirit, you feeling it, not feeling it, that whole thing. And boy, to do something for a shelter can really put you in the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm. And they need it. And we talked to, I lead a discussion at our shelter and was talking to them, I remember last year, about Christmas. And some of the people in there, I'm not kidding you, they said this is the best Christmas they had. You know, they got people who care about them. They can feel it. I mean, we really do care about them.
Right.
They're safe. They've got meals, you know, just like we learned in school, right? Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, you got to have the shelter, you got to have the food. And they were like, look, I'm really looking forward to next year, you know, and now many of them are out working and paying taxes and it's just great. Yeah. So anyway,
we had a participant help decorate the Christmas tree last year, and she cried so hard. And she said that she was in her 30s, and she said that was the first time that she had ever decorated a Christmas tree, because her family never had one.
Right.
And we just had the best time. Yeah. So
isn't that nice? Well, thanks for what you're doing. I mean, this is so great, Molly, that you're doing this and that you've got such a great community. So Day by Day Shelter in Oshkosh. Give us your website one more time.
daybydayshelter.org.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks, Molly.
All right. Take care.
Thank you guys as well.
You bet. All right. Shannon the mayor, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, we got a World Ag Supply and Demand report out yesterday, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture sees more corn exports in our future. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's fine as long as the geopolitical situation globally stays safe.
You watch the geopolitical side of things. Obviously, we got some events in Syria that are concerning, and you know what's happening there. Does that come into play in terms of the Black Sea and you know the movement of grains through that area? So that's something we'll have to keep an eye on. But right now, at least things are kind of flowing. Seems like Panama Canal is working fine. The Mississippi River is working fine, at least in terms of water levels compared to where we were a handful of months ago. So at least at this moment, things are moving fairly nicely. But obviously, those geopolitical events, especially this time of year, can be very shocking to the market. As trade gets a little bit thinner and things are, the market will be watching them very, very closely.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Yesterday's World Ag Supply Demand Report also found greater use of corn in ethanol and lower ending stocks. Not much to report as far as the soybean side of that report. So did it influence the numbers that we're dealing with on a Wednesday morning? We'll check that out next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Fairly quiet on the dairy front yesterday. Barrel cheese on Tuesday was down a quarter of a cent, 168¾, while the AA butter and the 40-pound block cheese both stood still. So, on a Wednesday morning, right now, we've got March corn unchanged, 449. December new crop up a penny at 443. January soybeans are down a penny and a half at 993, with November beans unchanged at 1010. March wheat, penny and a half higher right now at 563. July new crop up 2 at 579. The January class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 7 right now, 1918 a hundredweight. Just a quick Wednesday market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, I'll be joined by Matt Rothschild. Are Americans paying more than ever for their health care? And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg not yet ready to drop the Trump case because president-elect immunity does not exist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A man who police say faked his own death and then fled to Europe is now in custody. That's according to Vine, an online victim notification network. They say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail just before 5 p.m. Tuesday. Borgwart was reported missing in August after a kayaking trip in Green Lake, prompting local, state, and federal officials to spend months looking for the man that they thought had drowned. In November, police announced they thought Borgwart faked his death to be with a woman in Uzbekistan. Borgwart later made a video proving he was alive and well. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office is holding a news conference on the topic today. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to the press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. Children's Wisconsin, including the location in the Fox Valley, has new policies for visitors starting today. Officials say the policy change is part of its viral season precautions. The updated policy will only allow visitors ages 12 and older. Only 4 people are allowed at the patient's bedside, except in the Fox Valley NICU, where only 2 people are allowed bedside. And each patient is limited to a fixed list of 6 approved visitors throughout their entire stay. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, you've got until 8 o'clock to get that keyword in the grown-up gift list contest, statewide contest with Civic Media. Your chance to win an overnight stay this hour at Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells by downloading the Civic Media app, choosing WGBW or WISS, and texting the keyword BELLS, BELLS. That's how you spell BELLS. Text that in right now. You're going to qualify for the overnight stay at Chula Vista, but also you could win one of 8 grand prizes. You can see those prizes on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. The word is BELLS. You got to text it in before 8 o'clock. Mino and the mayor this morning, Jim Schmidt and Shannon Cohen.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Todd, did we, like, not do our job? All of a sudden, you know, we're talking over here, and all of a sudden I listen, and you're reading all our parts.
Listen, somebody's got to do the work.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Sorry. All right. We'll get it at the break. We'll read that again if you want. So we are here with some of our favorite guests, Ben and Deanna Melchor. As you know, they are the go-to real estate people, Melchor Group at Berkshire Hathaway, Home Services here in Green Bay. Welcome. You guys were gone. You're down in Florida for a little while.
We went to Florida for Thanksgiving. A little bit different than New York, for sure.
Yeah.
A little warmer.
It's also nice to be right here as well. So,
What's important is
getting the family together.
It is, you know, and that's exactly why we went. This is the first year, you know, our son's out in Portland and he couldn't come home. And I'm like, I can't do the same thing missing one
the empty
person.
Chair, no.
Yeah, I just was too heartbreaking for me. So the rest of us went to Florida.
That's nice.
How's he doing in Portland,
we'll get over
by the way?
It.
Is he doing all right?
He's doing wonderful. He found a restaurant that he loves working at. I don't think he loves working at as much as Blue. You know, he was at Blue town. Mm-hmm. And that is turned out to be just an amazing job for him, but he did find a place that's at like a seafood market, so he's kind of getting, it's got kind of a different flair, so he loves learning new stuff.
That seafood market, well, it's awesome out there, right?
Washington
is politically a different state.
Yes.
There's a big merger going on between Albertsons and
Kroger.
And if you shop out there, those are the two stores, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's just and they're like, oh, they're going to block that. That's too much. It's a monopoly. And but I guess it's going to go through. But the governor said it's not going to go through in Washington. It's like, you really can't do that. Federal government, it kind of supersedes the state.
But
he needs to go back to school, I think. But maybe it's true. Maybe he can. But can you prevent a merger in your state? Anyway.
I don't think so.
So do I.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That would be a really weird concept to have it merged everywhere else, but a certain couple states.
It's just the other thing I want to get to you and your great real estate, all the things we have going on. But something else about Washington. Washington has a law that that right to die law, which is very interesting.
Okay.
And a friend of mine went out there because he was very sick and had a party and took his friends to the symphony and picked the date. This is the date I'm doing it, and drank the Kool-Aid. And you have to do it by yourself. You can't have somebody inject it or anything.
Okay.
And so I have another show called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and I interview different, you know, education, economics. You know, we're doing economics this week, but I brought on some state legislators and asked them about that.
Right.
What do you guys think about that? Because if someone wants to do that, it's really not assisted suicide as much as it is that two doctors sign off on it. You've got this. It's not going to get better. You pick the date. And that's just, and anyway, you have that out there. Your son's state has that. Washington has it. And we don't. And I'm just, I don't know. I think it's a.
Well, he's in Oregon.
Oh, he's in Portland.
Yeah, he's in Portland.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I was just going to ask you if you knew where Portland was.
Yeah, I do. I've been to Portland. That's big Nike. I've been to Portland. It's not that far from Seattle.
Yes.
Oh. I've driven from Seattle to Portland. Okay.
I'll take geography for
Olympia,
you.
I know. Olympia. How's that? Capital. I know that.
No, all right. But you know what? I will say we do need to find something else. No matter what you believe, the end of life for Americans is... It gets to be kind of sad sometimes, and not having the choices out there. And I just don't think that we focus on it like we should. Mm-hmm. So no matter what side you're on, we clearly need something better.
But before we get to the home in heaven, let's talk about the home here.
right on earth.
And that's where you guys come in. So what's going on in your world? Real estate, a little different in the winter?
Yeah. I mean, you know, things do, much like the weather, cool down a little bit. But conversely, it's a lot of, you know, the people who are out there, they're serious.
Yeah, right.
Buyers. You know, they're serious buyers.
They're not, you know, people aren't window shopping in the winter. It's too cold, the snow, you know, everything going on. So buyers are very dedicated. They need to find a house. Mm-hmm. They don't want to spend all winter like maybe they did all summer because it's not as big of a deal. They don't want to spend all season in the cold looking at homes. So they are, I think they're a little bit... I think you see homes turn over a little faster because not only is there lower inventory, but buyers are more dedicated.
Makes sense.
Ready to make a decision, right?
That's right.
Winter, I'm not going out of this warm house to house.
You think about it. You especially when it snows. I mean, when we do showings, it's like you've got your boots on. You never know if it's going to be, plowed and shoveled, which is one thing. If you are going to sell in the winter, make sure you have somebody do that.
Yeah.
But we, you know, you wear boots. You got to take them off at the front door. Everything's wet. We feel like we've got to dry it. You know, it's a lot of work to look at homes during the winter. So buyers are dedicated. They don't want to be doing that all winter long.
And the Melcor Group, you guys are on top of it. And I'll talk about some of your listings. But before I do, how has that transition been with buyer agency? Is everything good? Because remember we talked a little bit about, you were on here a couple weeks ago. Well, more than that. But I don't know, Shannon, the rules, not really laws, but the rules have changed where... You know, I used to like kill a Sunday and just go look at homes and stuff. And it's a little bit different, right? Why don't you explain how that's going?
So essentially, in order for a realtor to show a home, they have to have one of two things in place with those buyers, either a pre-showing agreement or pre-agency showing agreement or a buyer's agency agreement. Buyer's agency is a little bit more of a bond with the buyer. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe you're at a comparison, maybe you're engaged or married to those buyers until you find a place.
It's more of a commitment.
More of a commitment.
On both sides.
On both sides, whereas the pre-agency showing agreement is a permission slip.
Right.
It's a permission slip to go out there and see
home. It's basically it doesn't declare how you're representing them. It's just giving us as agents the right to show you that house.
And you're the expert, but I did pass my test.
Good for you.
You sent me that information. Yeah. I just took it on line of eight. Yes.
Good.
And it's... You have to take it by tomorrow.
The 14th. Is that what is today? The 11th.
Today's.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know when you have to take it by. You have to get all your everything turned in by the 14th.
Right. So I'm good for another 2 years.
Yeah, you're good.
But not a lot has changed, but that has changed.
Yeah.
You know, it's still condo documents in 10 days and all this other stuff that you kind of know, especially if you sell, but. Yeah, I'm not great with the whole rural part of life. And that's right. I had to rehash that a little bit.
I think we mentioned it last time, too.
The oil tank is.
In the state of Wisconsin, we're really lucky because it isn't a huge change for us. They added in, other than having to have that document signed,
prior to showing a house. Yeah. That's really the only change for us. We have got an amazing Realtors Association in Wisconsin. So we have had great forums. We've had great information to pass on to our clients. So this is for us in this state has been a, mm-hmm. you know, a very minor change.
Yes. And some people, the you really want to get a good realtor now, because I think when real estate was really, really hot, a lot of people were in it, and it's panned out a little bit. I mean, I read some numbers where some people are like, you know what? I was a part-time realtor. I'm going to try something else. Yeah. And I don't know what Bino's doing. I got to be honest with you, because he was a realtor. And I said, dude, if you have to, if you're going to get your license, you gotta, maybe he's doing that today. Maybe that's where he is.
That
could be it. That could be it. Yep. But I don't know if Johnny could get that done in 4 hours. No,
I know. Yeah,
everyone called into the show.
I told him I'd help him. No, he's out. I know, maybe it's, Shannon thinks he's Christmas shopping, but anyway, we're going to see him at 4 o'clock today because we are going to be at Pints for a Purpose.
Yeah, it's in Baldi's.
Yes.
Did I see that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice. They were in here yesterday. That is a cool place.
It's
in Baldi's.
It is.
I mean, Dr. Chen, he's the Jeopardy guy, ran the tables, you know, on Jeopardy. He had his watch parties there.
Oh, is that right?
Nice.
It was a blast.
Well, I'll tell you, great. Gallagher is moving right down there, too.
Oh, man,
what a
the
perfect
best.
Spot.
My God.
So,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to the lady from Zimbabwe, one of the owners. But I tell you what, when I was over at City Hall, sometimes I get a little stressed out. Sometimes when you get stressed out,
a lot on your shoulders,
you can
maybe?
Be, well, you can a little bit crabby once in a while.
Sure.
And they would pitch in and get me a Meat Lover's Pizza. They know that's my comfort food, you know?
Yeah.
Give them one of those and that'll shut them up.
Hey,
so.
Have you ever had a Euro pizza from Gallagher's?
I'm really the Meat Lover's.
If
we call them, oh, hi, Schmitz, you know, it's one of those things.
They've already got you.
So that's a good one?
That's a good one. I mean, you have to
love
Euros. If you like Euros, you will love that pizza.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, it's just different. It's kind of different, like, you know, if you are at Jake's, they have that Reuben pizza.
Yeah.
Amazing. So it's kind of, it's just different like that. You don't expect it, but it's really good.
And that is the number one fast food. I mean, everybody's like, oh, it's hamburger pizza. McDonald's. It's pizza.
It's
hands
pizza.
Down.
Yeah.
Unquestionably.
Yeah. Honestly.
That's our easy button. In the evening, what do you want to eat? Oh, it's the sort of pizza. Yeah.
Don't you sometimes wonder how they're making money? Because they're not crazy expensive.
Yeah.
New York's. Well, I don't know. It's all relative.
I feel like it's expensive.
Opinions vary.
I will tell you that New York pizza, which I think our pizza is better, but that's expensive.
Yeah.
But everything out there is expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably think it's a good deal. Anyway, selling in the winter is listing your home with you guys, with the Melcor Group, or it's a good time because it's serious time.
It's serious time. There's less competition. You know, so many people wait for spring. And I think, you know, especially now with the draft this year, I think we're going to see that even more.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of competition after that draft. So getting your home listed in the winter before it, I think, is key.
I think the draft is akin to the election. People are going to wait.
Perhaps.
I know.
And then the floodgates are going to come
up. Well, it's so exciting. And who knows what is... I mean, none of us... I don't even think I can put it into perspective yet.
Yeah,
that's why I'm so excited just to take it all in.
Right.
It's going to be fun.
I think we're going to be amazed at how many people are here. I mean, it's just going to be shock.
Yeah.
And we just... This isn't going to happen again.
No.
And I just hope we really, really take advantage of being on the world stage for 4 days or five days. There's people who are going to be watching this, that a lot of people in the United States, but there's people from all over. I mean, the NFL is trying to, you know, obviously become, you know, branch out a little bit more and play in different countries. And I just think Green Bay's got a great opportunity with the education that we have here. I hope NWTC gets featured somehow. I just, you know, because I teach there, but they really serve a real need in Wisconsin. And I think that's a great institution. So many of them. Healthcare is great. We'll just see if we can't get the Melcor Group plugged in somehow.
That's right. we're just hoping it's nice so we can bike over, because I don't know that I want to be driving, you know, during the mess.
Or taking your snowmobile.
That's
We've had
we don't have one of those, so we'll have to get snow tires.
Anyway, let's talk about when we get back, we've got to go to a quick break.
Yep.
Some of the listings that you have, because I think people, you know, their minds are maybe a little bit on the holidays or year-end bonuses, that kind of stuff. Trying to wrap that up. But you have some unique listings, and I think that's great for people to take a look at. So, all right, stick around. This is Shannon and the Mayor with the Melcor Group at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. We'll be right back.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up there.
sister's saying in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Is Shannon the Mayor. We are here with the Melcors, the Melcor Group, Berkshire Hathaway, Home Services, a great company here. And today, when you're going to do something with real estate, you kind of have to have a realtor now. Yeah. You can't just, you know, go look at homes and, you know, like we talked about earlier, this whole buyer agency, which is, it's cool. And then, you know, there's some work on commissions, too, that it's more fair, I think, for the seller.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's more about explaining to the seller what their options are.
Right.
And I think that's what this lawsuit brought about on the seller side of it, is explaining there's so many different ways to pay the buyer's agent.
Right.
And, you know, around here, a lot of times it does still fall on the seller, because if you don't, if you don't offer something, you're kind of fishing without a lure. You know, you're just throwing your rod out there and
hoping for the best.
Yep. And now agents now have to take that extra step of negotiating what they're going to get paid too. So, you know, but it's taking the time and explaining, because there are many different options that they have when they're listing their home and what commissions they're going to pay. So taking the time to sit down and showing them the pros and cons of each.
Right. Right. And I think that's great. They got to know it, because boy, many of your customers are going to be a customer again, even though people turn homes over 7 years or 8 years, whatever the statistic is on that. You know, they're going to go back to the same realtor if they had a good experience.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's great that you guys take the time to sit down and go through it. So what's anything new on the market that our listeners want to buy?
Yeah. So I've got a home on the market right now. That's at 417 Fox Path Trail.
Ooh. In Denmark.
It's in Denmark.
Oh, I love Denmark.
Yeah. Oh. You know, Denmark, it is an up and comer.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a great community.
When you say
that's where I grew up.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice. That's why I say it's amazing.
Well, nice.
That Inspired Spaces, the lighting store and furniture store, one of my favorite places to stop in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Nick, good schools.
Oh, yeah. great schools.
Great schools, I should say.
Yep. They're doing great things. You know, and to be that close to Green Bay, you can kind of have life on your own terms. You know,
when you said 417, I thought that's an odd number. That's not the price.
No.
But you know what?
It could be.
The price is kind of a little different, too.
Yeah,
it's
428.9.
Yeah, 428.9.
It's a four-bedroom ranch.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's got, it is one of those homes that's got a, it's in, the neighborhood is amazing.
It's a great neighborhood.
Yeah, it's just a just amazing neighborhood that it's in. There's a park right down the street. The school is really close. Mm. But the basement is finished where you honestly could have somebody live down there. I think it was a mother-in-law suite for the prior owner. So it's got a little kitchenette. It's got a living space.
A little wet bar.
It's got a bunch of, you know, bedrooms. Well, and
Junior hasn't moved out yet.
You want
that space. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, any kid would just, you'd never see him.
Right.
They would just, be down there all the time.
I mean, that's something to look at there. I think there's a lot of people that have both those things. They have a kid that's still living at home and they're working, but they're just trying to save money. I mean, it's so tough to find a place.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be making, you know, $24 an hour and it's tough. It's tough to find a place with a down payment, especially a house. I mean,
So
I was just going to say, the other thing is that mother-in-law room is, we talked about that once before. Like, I could see us doing that. You know, I just think that's a okay thing to do.
Well, you know, I think we're seeing it more. You know, we're at the age where, you know, we are starting to take care of our parents. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the alternatives for them, if they can't live by themselves in their house, they're getting very expensive. And families have moved. So you're not necessarily in the same city as your parents are anymore. And so when something happens, it's nice to have that space where you can pull them in. They still have their own space. You've got your own space. It's a great.
Yep. Yeah. Average age of a first time home buyer. Did you see that stat on the national news this week?
What are they saying?
38.
Yeah.
Wow.
First time home buyer. Average age.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we talked about that last time.
Well, we mentioned that. I think we guessed, and we all guessed much, much lower.
Yeah.
Right.
Given that when we bought our homes, we were...
Things have changed.
Right.
Well,
have changed.
We were much younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, it was more affordable. And people can say, well, people are making more money now. They're not making that much more money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, and I was talking to you about what some of these kids, they're not kids, they're young adults, what they pay in rent, though, is kind of crazy.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, you got to think, too, and it's something I don't think that we were hit with as much just because it was much more affordable. They're all sitting on college loans.
Yeah.
You know, the money that they have to get paid off, you know, sometimes prior to even looking, depending on what their salary is, get paid off before they jump into a mortgage.
Well, that's why you're living in the basement.
I mean,
to manage both those things is that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, it's tough to do. Well, I'm glad that you're there to help them, and you help people all ages, and your footprint's pretty. You're up in Door County.
Obviously he's got in Denmark. Another one.
Condo up just before Egg Harbor, Meadow Ridge. You'll see just before you go down the hill, left hand side.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That one is a 4-bedroom as well.
Wow. Ooh, and finished basement.
Condo, finished basement, $499. You know, they got a pool, they got a little workout facility there. Condo. Fantastic.
I'm in.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Let me know if you want to see it.
Condos are great.
Yeah.
Oh,
Is it because of the maintenance, right? I mean, you get a little bit older and it's, I don't know if I want to do maintenance.
I know. Well, I'll tell you
why. I actually don't do it now.
Todd was looking at him like, come on. Yeah.
I think it's important you keep people employed. That's why.
You do it for the people.
It's for the people. That is exactly why I do it.
Well, I can tell you now that we sold our house and we're kind of living, you know, in an interim place. And I can't tell you when that snow falls, Ben is so happy he's not out there having a shovel.
Honestly, I can't wait for the next big snowstorm. I just can't
watch that guy
just
work.
Watch everybody else.
All right. Well, this is great. And thanks for, you know, moving Green Bay along, right?
Yeah.
Keeping people informed.
Our pleasure.
And you keep them optimistic, too, which is cool. I think a realtor has to be optimistic, not like gloom and doom. And you guys are super optimistic. It's the Melcor Group at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services right here in Green Bay. Deanna and Ben Melcor, thanks for coming in. We will see you next week.
I was going to say, that was the keyword, Bell.
Yeah. You were going to call Ben Bell.
Yeah.
Bell. I was waiting for the bell. Okay, the bell rang. All right. We're going to be right back. It's Mind on the Mayor.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. Earl Ingram.
Tune in. Next time, we'll talk about protecting yourself from lead exposure with the Campaign for Lead-Free Water and Flack. I'll also be joined by Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New York Police Department said to be alarmed by posters outside the New York Stock Exchange suggesting that Luigi Mangione is a martyr and that the murder of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is, quote, a symbolic takedown over perceived corruption. Mangione remains in a Pennsylvania jail, refusing extradition to New York, where he is charged with Thompson's murder. Conditions are improving in Southern California. Santa Ana winds calmer, even though that fire in the hills above Malibu continues to burn. Out this morning, new numbers on inflation.
The November Consumer Price Index is expected to show a slight acceleration in inflation from the previous month. That might normally be enough for the Fed to hold interest rates where they are. But the job market continues to be resilient. Many economists expect the Fed to shave 0.25% from a key interest rate next week.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The numbers just released show consumer prices up 0.3% as expected. Pope Francis making his first remarks about Syria this morning. This is ABC News.